You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Nice, Mon. 26-5. Monday Matters rolls on.
Just before you go, yes. If you entered our competition for the $10,000 diamond engagement ring, the Empress Diamond, stick around. We're going to announce the winner today.
Ooh,
someone's going to after 5 o'clock, 10,000... between 5 and 5:30. So if you've entered that competition, we are going to name the person that now has a $10,000 engagement ring to use in.
Is it closed? Have we got time for late entries?
No, all closed. All over. Done.
It's all closed.
So, all right.
Make sure you're listening if you entered.
Jesse Hogan matters. Not since Jeremy Cameron have they had a spearhead who's kicked 50-plus. Now, last year, Toby Green kicked 66, but he's a freak. Jesse Hogan has the capacity, if Toby Green keeps doing what he's doing, and there's every indication that he will, Jesse Hogan might be the missing link. They're all mature now, these blokes. They've grown up since they were these precocious young giants coming up and displaying all of the talent in the world, but maybe just learning what the whole cape is all about. He's on track to kick God knows how many this year. 16-4, leads the Coleman already. If he keeps going on this sort of trajectory,
he's gonna kick 80.
He might just be the reason they win the flag. He might be the one. He might be the reason. And everything that Jesse Hogan's been through in his career, personal, physical, off the field, matters.
Moving clubs.
Oh, a whole lot of stuff he's had to bat. In fact, he's probably had the full gamut of stuff to deal with off the field.
Yeah, lost his father.
Yep. It's going to be a really interesting watch. He now looks like a bloke. There are a couple of moments on the weekend where things didn't go his way. And rather than just kind of shrug the shoulders and accept the fact that, oh, well, he looks like a bloke now driven to be a very good AFL player. And by this season's end, his story is going to be a very interesting one that runs parallel to what this footy team that he's part of is likely to produce.
Just before you carry on, a community service announcement here. Major incident on the corner of Elizabeth and Victoria Street outside Queen Vic Market. Dozens of emergency units responding. Whole intersection completely blocked. Major incident. Major again after that. So that's coming from 067.
Thank you. It matters that the AFL didn't suspend Alistair Clarkson for his homophobic slur because now it makes it impossible. Is that one of yours? We'll do it together. You and I have got this matter. It matters to both of us.
Should have gone earlier, mate. You've had three. You just didn't want to go with it.
As David Koch said, the parameters have been set. If they're thinking about suspending Jeremy Finlayson, how can they?
Well, they can. And
what would you be saying unfair. If you're Port Adelaide?
I guess it comes down to what was said. And I think that's a big part of it. You look at Tex Walker. With his racial slur. Yeah. And they were very put in a very significant fine. 6 weeks, I think it was.
6 weeks, yeah.
For him. Now, I don't know exactly what it said, but I think what is actually said matters. And believe it or not, there are degrees, I think, these days of the level of the slur. But nevertheless, if you've made a homophobic slur, there needs to be a penalty. And it needs to be a meaningful penalty.
Yeah, and the one to Clarkson was a weak penalty. It was a weak penalty.
20,000.
For a man that's had a lot of prize, that was a weak penalty.
And 2 weeks suspended.
Weak.
Yes. And I think the way David Koch... the way I read his comments and trying to say that it is different, it may well be because I don't know. Has it been announced exactly what
we don't know who the player was.
So without knowing all that, well then it's hard to be categoric with it all. But But yeah, I think that we've come to a stage that we can't accept that.
Is it worse coming from a senior coach than a player?
I don't think it matters who it is. If it's, it doesn't matter whether you're a coach, a player. If you're involved out in that environment and you're playing and you're part of the contest and you're using that as a form of communication and you're making those comments which are inappropriate.
I think it does.
Then it does matter.
I think it does. I think they
missed a chance.
There's a greater onus of responsibility on a senior coach than there is on a player. To your point initially, I think they've painted themselves into a corner here. And I would think that Port Adelaide will be readying themselves if Finlayson is suspended. Now, we may sit here and think that he is absolutely deserving of suspension, and I'm sure that's probably our collective view. Mm. But in light of what's happened recently, I think it's going to be very hard for them to suspend him.
In general, in 2020...
100%
of them. Yeah, I don't think they'll suspend him.
Well, I don't know how they can.
You haven't suspended a senior coach who's got said prize. Something along, as far as we know, similar lines.
Well, we don't know. That's the thing. We don't know what he said, but...
But as a general consensus, in 2024, player, coach, whoever, if they make a homophobic slur, should you be suspended?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, so they missed a chance.
Yep. Mm. I guess if you put it as plainly and as clearly as that, then yes, that is correct.
All right, what do you got?
I don't know how to word this because it's not a football one, but it kind of is, and that is women's sport matters, and we're seeing it throughout the world, and more recently over the weekend with the NCAA women's basketball tournament, and it might be a little hard for people here in Australia to understand the impact that the NCAA tournament has, but this is one of the landmark events in sport in the country. And what we've seen with Caitlin Clark, who plays for Iowa, and they eventually lost today. They lost to South Carolina. Congratulations to South Carolina. They ended up winning 87-75, and South Carolina undefeated. But Caitlin Clark is a figure that's carried women's basketball the entire season, and their game that they played against the University of Connecticut. Haven't got the numbers for the final game here today. It outrated the 2023 NBA Finals, every 2023 World Series game, the 2023 Orange Bowl and Cotton Bowl. They're two big, massive football games. The Masters, every single Masters that's ever...
Amazing.
It's outrated that. It's outrated every tennis Grand Slam, men's and women's.
That's amazing.
And I think, an example that if you get the talent and it's presented and marketed in the correct way...
Here.
It can captivate an audience, and skill is skill, regardless of what the sex is.
Yep.
And sports entertainment is there regardless of what the sex is. And if it's presented in the right way, and it's something that if you're AFL, NRL, WNBL here in Australia, you have a tangible evidence now that if you get it right, build it and they will come.
Tell the stories properly. You have summed it up brilliantly. Mm. That is your best Monday matter ever. And on that note, let's go to a break. It's 18 minutes to 5.